Audio 213. Describe a work of art you have seen, for example, a painting or sculpture. 2. The piece of art that I would like to talk about is the statue of Confucius in my middle school. Since I started my middle school study, it has been there. I still remembered in the first day of my class, when I walked into my classroom, I saw this tall statue of Confucius. There was a footstone of the statue which included the words, "The greatest educator, philosopher, and thinker in China, Confucius." I think all of the Chinese students know this great person. As what we all had learned, he wore a long robe and he had long hair and a full beard. What's more, the sculpture also had the typical sculpture of Confucius, which included two intersecting hands in front of the breast. The statue of Confucius is always impressive because it is meaningful, and it could definitely represent our country, the nation of propriety. First, the sculpture doesn't show the thumb of Confucius. It represents the image of modesty. He also puts four fingers together, which means that all human beings are brothers and sisters, and the society is in the great harmony. The age of the sculpture is about 60 to 70 years old, which seems like an experienced scholar. His facial expression is also dignified, but it is not violent, because Confucius is a kindly and intelligent educator. Our school put it in front of our campus as they wanted to encourage us to work hard and think hard like Confucius. I could see the statue every day, so, you know, when I got some good grades, this statue encouraged me to be better. When I failed my exams, he was like a person to comfort me. So I would say thank you for having been there in my middle school, and it will always be impressive.